You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Is India's new online gaming tax playing for keeps or betting on a bust? Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Very good morning to you. India's online gaming industry is big. It's worth around $1.5 billion. And there's lots of startups as well as international investors, but now there's a new tax. More than 100 gaming companies have been lobbying the government, asking it to change its mind. But as of yesterday, a 28% tax on the money these companies make from their customers came into force. It affects any site offering a cash prize from online casinos to fantasy cricket in a country where most states have banned gambling. The BBC's India business correspondent, Nikhil Almamdar, says it's going to have a huge impact.
One of the startup founders that I spoke to described this as a body blow to the industry, because essentially what used to happen till now is that a lot of the online gaming startups would pay a small tax on the commissions that they earned from many of the online gamers. Now, essentially, a 28% goods and services tax would be levied on the entire face value of the transaction. So this, coupled with things such as fees, commissions, could take the tax to as high as 50%, according to one of the lawyers that I spoke with. And this essentially means that gaming would become unattractive for many players. And some even suggest that there could be a spate of bankruptcies that we could see in this sector.
So why is the government pursuing this policy?
Well, the government principally wants to do this to make sure that gaming, which it considers similar to speculative activities such as gambling, for instance, or betting, is not taxed at a lower rate than essential services. That's their principal stance. However, the industry essentially is of the view that this tax regime of 28% on the face value is inconsistent with global standards.
That was Nikhil Almamdar reporting. Now let's do the numbers. It's a mixed picture on the markets today. Europe's region-wide Stoxx 600 is down 0.3%. London's FTSE 100 is down by 0.4%. Meanwhile, China's financial markets are closed for its national holiday, Golden Week. Let's talk about Ukraine now. The short-term funding deal passed by Congress to avoid a government shutdown excluded any more aid for Ukraine, which some Republicans oppose. Meanwhile, over in Europe, foreign ministers are having their first ever meeting in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. They're gathering to show their support and solidarity. The European Union's top diplomat, Joseph Borrell, says they're totally committed to providing financial support to Kyiv.
I propose to my colleagues a European fund for supporting Ukraine of 20 billion euros. The President of the Commission has proposed to the member states 50 billion for Ukraine. This was decided much before any speculation about the future of the US politics. So yes, we want to increase our support to Ukraine.
That was Joseph Borrell speaking. Now, be honest with me. Have you got a tattoo you now bitterly regret? In 2021, the global tattoo removal market was valued at over $250 million and it's expected to reach over $400 million by 2027, as the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson has been finding out.
On the sunny south coast of England, Brighton hosts one of the UK's biggest body art conventions. And above the hum of the tattooist needles at this year's event, I chatted to one of Slovenia's top artists, Simona Borsner from Tauchi Tattoo. She says people sometimes regret their tattoos because they followed trends, which, like clothes, come and go.
I started tattooing 10 years ago, and then it was really, really popular to get an infinity sign and the like bird silhouettes flying out of it. Now, after 10 years, people cover that up because it was a trend then, and now it's not trendy anymore. So I guess what I would recommend is just to get something that you really like.
But not everyone puts that much thought into it, and getting a tattoo lasered off is an option. And as the procedures become more popular, the technology has also got better, says Dr. Dennis Das, a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon and tattoo removal specialist.
The newer technology is a picosecond NDYAG or Alexandrite laser. There's a lot more energy delivered to the tattoo so that we can destroy the tattoo more effectively.
It's easier to get a tattoo removed, but it's still not cheap. If I wanted to erase my own 8-centimetre long full-colour hummingbird, depending on where I went, it would cost around $2,500 over multiple sessions. But what's the experience actually like? Kirk Digler is a tattoo removal specialist I met at the convention.
The pain level's probably a good 7 or 8. I've lasered myself many times. You'll read a lot where it says it feels like an elastic band flicking against your skin, and it absolutely does not. It feels like when you're frying an egg and you get that spatter coming back.
Not everyone who wants a tattoo removed regrets getting a massive back piece or someone's name. Part of the industry specialises in medical tattooing. Back in 2021, Tanya Buxton founded the Mastectomy Tattooing Alliance, which raises funds to pay for people to have mastectomy and areola tattoos. And a corner of medical tattooing also deals with removal.
You have radiotherapy as part of your breast cancer treatment. They tattoo in tiny little dots for their radiation markers. You know, it's a permanent reminder, and a lot of people don't really want those radiation dots there anymore. You can kind of tattoo saline solution in to draw that radiation dot tattoo out. And you can also tattoo in like a colour corrective pigment colour to neutralise the radiation dot colour and make it look like it's like a freckle kind of thing.
People's reasons for having a tattoo removed are massively varied, but whatever the rationale, it definitely pays to do your research. I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.
And finally, one of the most famous fundraising events, Live Aid, is set to become a musical. It's expected to be on stage in London next year, and some of the ticket money is going to charity. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Our producer today was James Graham, and I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.